From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. At least 10 people are dead after Israeli Navy commandos intercepted ships carrying pro-Palestinian activists and tons of relief supplies to the Gaza Strip. Dozens of people were wounded. Linda Gradstein reports Israel's defense minister is expressing regret for the deaths of those killed in the incident.
A reporter from Al Jazeera on one of the ships said Israeli soldiers opened fire before they boarded. But Israel's deputy foreign minister, Dani Ayalon, told reporters that naval commandos were attacked as they boarded the ship. He said at least two pistols had been fired at the soldiers and one soldier's gun taken and used against him. The event has sparked a diplomatic crisis between Israel and Turkey, with Turkey's foreign ministry calling the Israeli interception unacceptable and threatening severe consequences. Israel has begun pulling the ships into Israeli ports. The 700 activists will be given a choice between returning to their host countries or being detained in Israel. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
BP executives say the company's next effort to contain the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico will carry new risks. White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner says the latest attempt could increase the flow of oil temporarily by up to 20%. She says the government is monitoring the effort closely.
We are prepared for the worst. We have been prepared from the beginning. We will continue to assume that we move into the worst-case scenario.
Browner tells NBC's Meet the Press that could include no shutoff of the leak until late summer when two relief wells are complete. NPR's Frank Morris says the spill is already having a serious impact on some of the region's fishermen.
Oyster and shrimp fishermen like Carrie Despo wait powerless to stop the deep-sea eruption threatening their way of life.
I have hopes. I have hopes. And if I'm not, I'm just going to do something else. I always did say life gives you changes whether you like it or not.
Some shrimping areas and oyster beds are open for now. Forecasters say Tuesday, winds from the south will likely push oil deeper into fragile coastal spawning grounds. Frank Morris, NPR News, Burris, Louisiana.
The flooding and landslides triggered by the tropical storm that's pounding Central America are being blamed for at least 96 deaths. The BBC's James Reed says some of the hardest hit areas are in Guatemala.
After the volcano, the floods. Sweeping in from the Pacific Ocean, Tropical Storm Agatha has caused rivers to burst their banks and hillsides to collapse. On the outskirts of Guatemala City, four children were killed when their home was buried by a mudslide. Elsewhere in the capital, at least four people died when floodwaters swept their houses away. Officials are warning that flooding could be worse than usual because volcanic ash has blocked drainage systems. They fear the rains will turn the black volcanic ash into cement-like mud.
The BBC's James Reed reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. New York Senator Charles Schumer is trying to make it more costly for businesses to set up overseas call centers with American area codes. As NPR's Renita Jablonski reports, Schumer says he wants to reduce outsourcing of U.S. jobs.
You need help with a bill, maybe some technical support. Time to dial the company's 800 number. From there, you usually don't know where your call goes unless the person on the other line tells you. Senator Charles Schumer is pushing legislation to make companies tell you if that call is being transferred outside the U.S. and where. And if it is, Schumer wants firms to pay up.
There'd be a surcharge of 25 cents on each one of these calls to pay for monitoring whether the privacy standards that you would have if the call were answered in America are kept.
Schumer says the most popular countries for outsourcing call centers include India, Indonesia, and Ireland. Workers in these places usually get lower wages and work longer hours than their U.S. counterparts. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of rumbling motorcycles punctuating Memorial Day weekend observances in the nation's capital, part of the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride. One of those participating this year was Jim Keinchlow of Warrenton, Virginia.
We lost a lot of people in a lot of wars, and I was the captain of the Army back during the Vietnam era. And it's very important to honor those people, and that's why we're here today.
The Rolling Thunder event draws hundreds of thousands of motorcycles to the nation's capital. President Obama set to pay respects to the nation's war dead during a ceremony at the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery in Illinois, south of Chicago today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.